It is good to touch the soil on which you are nurtured. Those words from Dr. Rowan Williams explain why three successive Archbishops of Canterbury have come to the Rome Church of San Gregorio al Celio, to the very place from where Pope Gregory the Great sent out Augustine and 40 of his monks to take the Christian gospel to Anglo-Saxon England at the end of the 6th century.
Per la terza volta oggi il Vescovo di Roma incontra l'Arcivescovo di Canterbury nella casa.
Today, for the third time, Pope Benedict said in his homily, the Bishop of Rome is meeting the Archbishop of Canterbury in the home of St. Gregory the Great. Today's celebration, he said, is therefore marked by a profoundly ecumenical character, which, as we know, is part and parcel of the spirit of the Camaldoli community that has lived and worshipped in the church on the Caelian Hill since the mid-16th century. Noting the hospitality and openness of this community, which has made it a place for fruitful dialogue throughout the centuries and now in different parts of the world, the Pope said we hope that today's celebration will act as a stimulus for all the faithful, Catholic and Anglican, encouraging them to renew their commitment and prayer for the unity that Jesus himself asked of his Father.
Per vivere pienamente secondo quel ut unum sint che Gesù ha rivolto al Padre.
In his sermon, Archbishop Williams spoke of the monastic vision of Gregory the Great, grounded in humility, which helped him to see clearly the needs of the people of England and respond by sending St. Augustine on his prophetic mission. The Church today, he said, is called upon to show that same prophetic spirit, to see where true need is and to respond to God's call.
To do this, the Church requires a habit of discernment, penetration beyond the prejudices and clichés which affect even believers in a culture that is so hasty and superficial in so many of its judgments.
Speaking of the need for silence and patient discernment to combat what he called a feverish advertising culture and an economic system centred on selfishness and greed, the Archbishop said we must learn to set aside our busy and self-serving agendas and allow the self-giving Christ to live in us, to open our eyes and to empower us for service. Before leaving the church, the two leaders lit a candle in the small chapel thought to have been Pope Gregory's simple monastic cell, a tangible reminder of the need to continue bringing the light of the gospel to today's world, just as St. Gregory sent Augustine to bring the cross of Christ to Britain over 14 centuries ago. I'm Philippa Hitchin.